The Dodgers are in San Francisco to start a three-game series against the Giants, and we are joined right now by a man that made a lot of big plays at Dodger Stadium on the last homestand, and that is the one and only Zach McKinstry. Zach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the introduction, David. I always appreciate them and look forward to talk to you.
Always love talking to McKinstry, and he's a player that loves to interact with fans, so you want to find him on Instagram and on Twitter because he does give back to all the fans. And I'm curious, Zach, this is your first full season in the major leagues. Are you a little surprised by how much the fans have taken to you and how popular you've become?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's awesome. The fans definitely seem to be liking me, and it's easier to play in front of them when they like you. That's for sure.
I feel like the reason why fans have made you one of the more popular guys on this team is because of how much you play and how hard you play. Has that always been part of your DNA, no matter where the ball is hit, to always run 100% all the way to first base? Because it seems like a small thing, but fans really put a lot of emphasis on it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember when I was little and catching, I would always run down to first base and make sure no bad throws, go into the dugout or whatever it was. But I also watched Chase Utley do it a few years ago in spring training, and I was like, this guy's been a big leaguer for how many years? And towards the end of his career, he's still hustling over to backup plays at first base. I thought that was really cool. So I kind of implemented it back into my game and started doing that.
I know you told me a couple of years ago that Pete Rose and Ichiro were your favorite players growing up, but you just mentioned Chase Utley. How much of Chase Utley do you want to have in Zach McKinstry?
If I could take all of it, I would. Such a great player, such a good guy to have. I mean, he's around the clubhouse, so it's awesome to hear him talk about pitchers and kind of give his breakdown of what he would do off of a type of pitcher, and just kind of try to use that into your game and implement it into the game that night.
Zach, you just mentioned that he's around the team when you guys are at home. When he tells you what he sees, have you found success in applying it?
Oh yeah, definitely. He breaks down pitchers with the best of them. I could listen to him and Albert talk about pitchers all day. It's a lot of fun to sit in on those conversations and just kind of hear how they attack a day and attack certain kind of pitchers.
What's the one thing you've learned as this season has gone along, as there's more of a scouting report on Zach McKinstry? Where's the cat and mouse game between you and pitchers these days?
Oh, man. Just getting pitches in the zone and making sure that they're throwing strikes. I think that's my biggest battle right now is chasing guys out of the zone a little bit, but trying to hone back into that strike zone and get a few big knocks in this series coming up against the Giants.
Have you noticed pitchers are starting to pitch you differently? You kind of made a name for yourself the first couple of months of the season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're definitely trying to attack that inner half of the plate and trying to get me out inside. And tonight we got Webb, he's going, and so maybe push a few balls outside and try to drive them that left field gap.
Zach McKinstry is joining us just in front of first pitch against the Dodgers and Giants at Oracle Park. And Zach, you just mentioned Logan Webb on the mound tonight, but Julio Urias on the mound for you guys. What can you say about Julio this season?
He's been locked in. I mean, he's got a lot of wins, which is for a pitcher. I mean, they don't really, if you're winning a lot, you look at it, but it's definitely cool to have a guy go out there and he's kind of been a winner this year. So just the team behind him has found a way to get runs in for him, and he's getting guys out pretty consistently, and a lot of fun to play defense behind him. He gets a lot of ground, a lot of balls in play, and also strikes out a lot of guys too. But, I mean, it's a lot of fun to see him work and do it well.
You always hear about pitchers setting the tone for the game and for the team, starting pitchers. When you have a guy like Julio on the mound, Zach, that was on the mound in the World Series, he always seems to be cool, calm, and collected. Is that contagious? Does that settle in everybody else behind them when you have a pitcher that's as confident as he is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you make an error behind him, and he's just, he's there clapping, hey, you'll get the next one, kind of tapping you on the back and just letting him know you're all right. And he'll be okay. Like, he's going to get that next out. He's going to pick the guys up, and that's definitely huge in baseball, is always making that next play, always making focusing on that next pitch, not really wondering what happened on that last one.
Zach, you've started to play more right field this season, and it seems like you're getting more comfortable each and every time out there. What would you say your relationship is right now with right field?
I would say it's pretty good right now. Haven't had any run-ins with the wall anytime or lately, so it's been pretty good.
When you play in a ballpark like Oracle Park, no more bullpens in foul territory. Does that make things a lot more easier for you?
I haven't really played here before, but I have played with fields that have bullpens, and it's definitely hard to like know exactly where they are and navigate out there. So it's definitely going to be easier to keep your eye on the ball and maybe glance down for the fence, which is higher than a mound. So definitely a little easier.
I mentioned that you made some big plays on that last homestand, including in that Giants series. That really was the most intense four games that the Dodgers have had against the Giants in a while. It's your first experience with it. How would you say the atmosphere was at Dodger Stadium? And I'm sure you're anticipating the same type of atmosphere for these three games.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a part of a played in a world or like a World Series or postseason game. So I'd definitely say it's like that, especially with, like when we play the Giants or they're in first place right now, and we're in second place trying to catch up and just trying to play some good baseball and give them a run for their money and show them who the best team is.
Do you feel like you guys have to punch back in this series after what happened at Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, I definitely have to go out there and get game one tonight, win every pitch, and play hard.
All right, Zach, play hard. That's your middle name, Zach McKinstry. That's part of his DNA. Thanks a lot for the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, David. Take care.